In large part, my paintings tend to be unconsciously driven. And having said that, looking back over the last 3 years, most of the paintings I've made have been attempts to grapple with what it has meant to be a citizen living in the United States during these last 3 years. And MAGA 2018 is my attempt to come to terms with, grapple with, my anguish, my horror at the fact that I live in a country where families are being ripped apart, family members being put in detention for months, even years, without a trial, without a hearing, and that children, even small children, infants, were taken from their parents with no provision for reunion, and that hundreds of those children, apparently no one knows where they are. And then the deteriorating Mount Rushmore is, I guess, a portrayal of my disappointment in my government being perpetrating these things. The second painting is more optimistic. It's Ladies' Liberty. I painted that after the 2018 election, when there was the very large incoming class of Democratic women members of the House of Representatives. And so the portrayal, there's this portrayal of this large group, large freshman class coming to the Capitol, to the House of Representatives, and the cloud in the sky is actually a pretty specific portrayal of one of the two clouds that were in the Los Angeles sky over the first women's march the day after Trump's inauguration. For those of us who saw them, it was sort of like the eyes of God looking down on us. And so I put that element together with a Statue of Liberty in with this painting. So that's what these paintings mean for me. And of course, that's just the first step. What they mean to everyone else is the next part of that painting story, I guess. So I'm very interested in knowing what others think.